Well, we're going to go to Jerusalem, Israel right now. You know, our family, Judy and myself, have four children, two girls and two boys. Girls are in the middle. They're a part of our organization, Prophecy Today. But the boys take up the bookends. Jimmy's our oldest, and then Rick, our youngest. And they're a part of our ministry as well. In fact, Jim does a lot of the tour leading in Israel. But we have what is called a specialized tour. We'll explain that in just a moment. And Rick, our youngest son, is in Jerusalem right now. Thought I would talk with him before we conclude this segment. Rick, first of all, I know that you told me the other day when you got there you didn't want to go to sleep early because you'd wake up in the middle of the night. So you just put on your jogging outfit and you ran around the old city of Jerusalem. That must have been an interesting experience.
My favorite run in all the world. I am in the Rehavia district right now. That's where I'm staying. And it's about a 10-minute walk to the Jaffa Gate. And I run down to the Jaffa Gate and then run down around the walls past all seven gates. Mount of Olives on my left, the Temple Mount on my right, and come back. Took about 3.5 miles.
Wow, that is exciting. He's getting ready. He ran in the New York City Marathon this year. I think he told me he was going to try to do it again, so he's working out over there around the old city of Jerusalem. Weather pretty good. I know they had some bad weather with snow and everything else in Jerusalem. It's cleared up pretty nice now.
Oh, it's very pleasant. It rained a little bit, or sprinkled a little bit this morning. Of course, when I left New York, it was about 4 degrees. But when I got over here and it was 60 degrees, I was walking around in shorts because it felt so good. But it's nice. Very nice.
That's great. We're going to be bringing a tour to Israel in April. You can go to our website, prophecytoday.com. Go to Joshua Travel. You'll find all the information there, the price, the itinerary, the exact dates, everything we're going to be doing. Love to have you come along and join us. We're going to have extensions on that tour. We'll go into Petra. That's over in southern Jordan. And after returning from Petra, we go to Turkey. We'll go to the seven churches of Asia Minor there in modern-day Turkey. When you go into Ephesus, that's probably the greatest archaeological remains of any place in the world. The city of Ephesus, still almost plain enough to make certain that you know every part of Ephesus as it was some 2,000 years ago. And we conclude everything by going into Rome, Italy. We did our cruise last year with Rick and Sarah, our youngest son and his wife, and that was a great time in Rome. It was fantastic to visit there, wasn't it, Rick?
Oh, it really was. It was a great trip, and we'll be doing much of that same trip again this year.
That's going to be a great opportunity for anybody who would like to come along and go with us. Now, I just mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, customized tours. That's exactly what you're doing. You have a small group who wanted to go to Israel at a time when we were not scheduled to go. So we decided this would be a great opportunity to have ministry with small groups, families maybe, with three or four members of the family or a couple of members of the family beyond mom and dad and the brother and sister. They bring their cousins and uncles, and we can customize a tour for them. This is going to be a great opportunity, isn't it, Rick?
It is, and that's exactly right. They wanted to go with us in April, but they couldn't get away at that time, and so they called us, and we worked out this trip. They have 6 days to be here. We've customized a tour. It's not necessarily our regular tour. We've tweaked it just a little bit, but we've customized a tour. We're going to spend 2 days. I'm going to pick them up in Tel Aviv tomorrow. We're going to spend 2 days in Tiberias. 2 days in Jerusalem, 2 days in a lot. They're going to go to Petra. And like you always say, we're not going to walk in the footsteps of Jesus while they're over here. They're going to run in the footsteps of Jesus. They said they want to see everything. So that's my goal, is to just, you know, get them everywhere and wear them out. And hopefully they will have seen all they wanted to see, and they will be excited about the whole trip.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be excited about it. I guess that's why you did that workout running around the old city of Jerusalem. I hope this small group can stay up with you, Rick. You can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, go to Joshua Travel, or you can call our toll-free number, 8-PROPHECY-8, 877-674-3298, ask for Jody. She can give you additional information on a customized tour to Israel or our regular tour, the next one upcoming in April. Rick, great to talk with you, my good friend. Have a great time on the tour. We'll stay in touch with you along the way.
We will. Thank you.